Hey guys, this is the Harbaugh Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at harbaughcompany.com, and our email address is sales at harbaughcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. So the item that we have in stock today is super, super, super cool. So, you know, I am always on the lookout for really nice Bluetooth earbuds. And thing is not everybody out there can drop $200 or $300 for a pair of Bluetooth earbuds. So I'm always looking for a value pair of earbuds that work really, really well, that sound good, that have good microphones, and all that good stuff. And I think I have found the best one so far that we have sold that is not like an actual AirPod or whatever. Now, fairly generic set of earbuds here, as far as, you know, it's not some name brand or anything like that. But these things really, really, they really hit it out of the park when it comes to features, when it comes to sound quality, when it comes to microphone quality, and everything else. So there's a lot to talk about here. So let's get into it. So first of all, these are similar to the AirPods in the way the shape is. So they do have the stems on them like an AirPod would. The stems are, which the stems, of course, house the microphone, and the stems are about, so from the very top of the stem to the bottom of the stem, you're looking at maybe a little over an inch long. So they're not the shortest stems, but they're also not the longest stems that I've seen out there. These are very similar to the very first and second generation AirPods. Even, let me see, I've got a pair of third generation AirPods here. Let's see. Oh, I just dropped one. Yeah, so they're very similar to the first, second, and third gen AirPods, the length of the stems. Actually, the first gen AirPods, the stems were pretty long. So these are going to be equivalent. I'm holding them up to my AirPods. Yeah, these are going to be equivalent to the second and third generation stems on the second and third gen AirPods. So a little over an inch long. But what I really like about the way these go into the case is because where the AirPods actually go down in from the top, and sometimes they're kind of hard to pluck them out of there if you don't have very small fingers or whatever, it's kind of hard to pull those AirPods out of the case sometimes. These actually lay down in the case. So you just lay it down in there, it magnetically grabs and wirelessly charges. The other thing is just going to give you 9 hours of battery, up to 9 hours of battery per charge. Where you're looking at the AirPods are like 6 hours, maybe seven if you're lucky, but usually it's like six. I actually think it's probably closer to six than that. I don't think I've ever gotten seven out of a pair of AirPods. But so you're looking at about like 6 hours for most earbuds out there that are true wireless earbuds. Now these are the true wireless earbuds, so they do have one for each ear. There's no cord connecting them or anything like that. But you're going to get up to 9 hours of battery per listen. Then you get another 4 hours of four charges. So total with them charged and the case charged all the way, 45 hours of battery life. Now that is amazing. That is really, really good as far as for earbuds and things like that out there. The other thing that you get with these is they do have the rubber tips on them. They are noise isolating, and there's other noise activation or noise cancellation stuff that I'll get to here in just a minute. But they do have the rubber tips that go down in your ears like the AirPod Pros and the AirPod Pro second gens. So if you are somebody that does not like to have the little tips stuck down in your ears, then you're probably not going to want these. If you're looking for something like the first, second, or third gen AirPods, where they just kind of sit in the very, like right in your ear, but they don't actually go down in your ear canal, that's not what these are. These have the rubber tips, the noise isolating tips that go down in your ears. I will tell you, The tips on these are actually a really soft rubber, and it makes them very comfortable. I'm normally not the biggest fan of having the ones that go down in your ear canals, but these are pretty darn comfortable because of the really soft rubber, thin rubber on the tips. So it does make them comfortable to go down your ear. It also gives your ear a good seal with these. And being that they do have these rubber tips that go down your ears, they do have active noise cancellation. Now, with the active noise cancellation, there are three modes on here. And I will tell you up front that these do have voice feedback, so they do talk to you. Take them out of the case, put it in your ear. It says, let me do this. When you first take them out of the case, put them in your ears, they're going to say power on, and then they're going to say connected. Okay, so they're going to tell you when the power's on and when they're connected to your phone. The case, like I said, they do lay down in the case, and the case has a flip up. So the case flips up like a clamshell, kind of like you're opening a ring box. So I do really like the fact that they do talk to you. Well, they don't necessarily say, no, sorry, they don't say power on, but they do say connected. And the other cool thing when they give you when they talk is they will tell you what mode you're in. So if you, each one of the earbuds have a touch sensitive part right opposite the part that goes down in your ear. So not the stem, but right up about a quarter of an inch round, right opposite of the piece that goes in your ear. Those are touch sensitive spots on the earbuds. Okay, so each side has a touch sensitive spot, and each side is going to do a little bit different. But they will talk to tell you when you're in normal mode, which is basically just like having the earbuds in your ears, no active noise cancellation, and no ambient outside mode. And then there is an ambient mode, which basically you can hear everything going on around you. So if you have these, you're out and about doing traffic, traveling, or on a bus, you want to talk to somebody on a plane, you need to talk to somebody, you can put these in ambient mode, and then you hear everything that's going on around you. And then the other mode they have is called active noise cancellation. Now that this active noise cancellation is crazy good. I normally on these generic earbuds, the noise cancellation is not very good. Like it's okay, but it's not great. These, if you want to see how good the noise cancellation is, put these in your ears with no music on and sit next to, like I'm sitting next to my Echo Dot. And what I did is I said, so and so, tell me the weather. Okay, I did that with ambient mode. Of course, I'm going to hear it loud and clear because it's picking up on everything outside. Then I did it in normal mode where it's just the tips that are blocking out the sound. And I didn't hear it as loud as an ambient mode, but I did hear it a little bit because it doesn't have anything that's actually causing the noise to be blocked out other than those rubber tips. But then I put it in active noise cancellation and I said, tell me the weather. And I couldn't hear a thing. I literally thought that maybe she didn't hear me. And so I said it several more times. And it wasn't that. It was blocking out that much noise that it literally blocked out. I could not hear the dot talking to me. So if you want to see how good that is, just do that test like I did, and you will see how good the active noise cancellation is on these. So very impressed with that. They also have controls for volume up and down. I'll get to all the controls here in just a second. They also have controls for skipping forward and backwards tracks. And then they have the controls for activating your voice assistant, which is Siri, Google Voice, whatever you have. And then they have the controls for play and pause, and then volume up and down. So they basically cover every control that you would really need checks all the boxes for me, at least. Active the different modes, activating your voice assistant, that's a must for me. Turning the volume up and down, so you can do everything with these earbuds. You don't have to do anything on your phone as far as your basic controls and things like that. So everything can be done right with these earbuds. So that's another huge, huge benefit to these, huge positive marks for these earbuds. The case charges with USB-C. It does come in the box. You get a USB-C to USB, let me just double check. Can't remember if it's USB-C to C or if it's standard USB to USB-C. So let me just take a peek real fast at the cable. They also give you, which is really nice, and Apple, of course, started doing this year, but it's nice when you can see some lesser expensive generic earbuds do it, but they give you four sets of ear tips. So you've got extra small, small, medium, and large. So your ear tips are covered for about any kind of ear hole that you might have. Okay, so the cable is USB standard to USB-C. Now, like I said, these things are going to give you up to 9 hours of playtime. Now, of course, that's all subjective, how loud you keep these, what mode they're in. Of course, active noise cancellation mode is going to take up more battery than having normal mode on. I'm sure the ambient mode is also going to take up more battery, but up to 9 hours. But if you charge these for only 10 minutes, you will get 2 hours of playtime. So very quick, fast charge feature. 10 minutes is going to give you 2 hours. And then if you charge them up all the way, you're going to get 9 hours in the earbuds and then an additional 36 hours from the case. So total of 45 hours. You could take these with you on a weekend. You would never even have to take a charging cable with you and you would be covered. So four different ear tips in here, four different sets of the soft rubber ear tips, extra small, small, medium, and large. So you're covered there. And it is a hard shell case, by the way, that these are in. It's very small, very pocketable, about the size of an AirPods case. So very easy to slip in a pocket. Now there's one feature, give me just 1 second, I want to check on one thing and I'll be right back. By the way, also the Bluetooth on these, Bluetooth 5.3. So that is a very, very efficient Bluetooth. The not much lag on the using your phone with VoiceOver and these. Very good, what do they call it? There's a word, latency, very low latency on these. Good Bluetooth, good range, all that. 5.3, that's a pretty new version of Bluetooth, if I remember right. So, but 1 sec. Okay, I'm back. I wanted to check on the charging case. I do not believe that it is a wireless charging case, so you do have to plug in the cable, which not a big deal really. Wireless charging for like earbuds and stuff, it's, you know, I mean, it's fine, but it's a little bit hit or miss. So, but these do not have the wireless charging case. So I just wanted to give you guys a heads up on that. So, but they do have the plug-in, of course, in the back. Now, these are sweat and water resistant as well. So you can wear these when you're working out. You can wear these in the rain, whatever you want to do there. They can take water and so forth. Also, you can use one or the other. So you don't have to use both of these, or it's not like all or nothing. If you want to do like the AirPods where you can just put one in one ear, that's fine. You can do that. No big deal. Does not matter how you do that. Now, I told you about the microphones on these, and I told you that there's like three microphones in each earbud. Now, to hear how good the microphone is on these, I will be putting up a microphone sample audio file on the website that you can go listen to. You can hear how good the microphone sounds on these. And it sounds just as good on a phone call. And I'm doing the recording with the microphone sample so you can hear that. I think you'll be very, very impressed because I was really blown away how good the microphone is. A lot of times you get these generic earbuds, microphones just never sound that good. They're just like, the earbuds themselves are okay, but the microphone's just not that great. These hit it out of the park with the microphone. Very, very good. Now, they lay down in the case, like I mentioned, and they wirelessly charge, of course, in the case. When you first get these, there is a film, a plastic sticker film over the bottom part or the inside part of the earbud where the wireless charging contacts are. That is so when you get them, the battery's not all run down or has been sitting there running down and charging and running down, charging up while they're storing. So you will need to take that film off before you charge these up. If you leave that film on, these will not charge because that plastic film is keeping the contacts from the earbud from getting to the contacts on the wireless charging case. So pull each one of the earbuds out, turn it over, and peel off the film, the sticker film, throw that away, and then lay them back in the case and then plug them in and go ahead and let them charge for a few hours. 3, 4 hours, 5 hours, whatever, to make sure they're good and charged up. Okay, so just be sure to do that, or you will be like, well, why aren't these working? Because there's a plastic film over. In the case itself, there is a small button in between the two earbuds where they're laying. That button does a couple things. First of all, that button, if you press it while they're in the case for just a couple seconds, it will put them in pairing mode. Now, taking these out of the case for the very first time, and you've never paired them to anything, they are going to go into pairing mode automatically. Now, you will, what is really awesome about this is that you can pair these up to two devices. So you can have them paired up to two devices at the same time, and whichever device it detects audio from, that's which device it's going to come out of. So I paired this up to my iPhone, and then I paired it up to my iPad. So when I went to my iPhone, started doing stuff on VoiceOver, boom, the audio would come out of my iPhone. Then when I put the iPhone in sleep, put my screen to sleep, pressed the sleep button on the side, went and got my iPad, opened it, unlocked it, started doing audio in on it, then boom, audio started coming from my iPad into the earbuds. So very cool there. Easy to switch back and forth. I did have to, I will tell you though, I paired them up to my iPhone, put them back in the case, pressed the button for a couple seconds, went to my iPad, went to Bluetooth settings down, clicked on the earbuds that show up at the bottom there. Then I had to go back to my iPhone one time and go to my Bluetooth settings and tap on the earbuds there. And then it connected them back to my iPhone. And then at that point, all I had to do was just start using the whichever one I wanted to use. And the minute it detected audio, it switched. So you might have to do that initially just one time after you connect to your second device, go back to your first device, tap on the earbuds, and then you should be able to go back and forth very easily, seamlessly almost, between audio and audio without having to tap on anything. Now, another thing this button does is if they're in the case, hold this button down for about 30 seconds, it completely, swipes them out and erases the pairing, which whatever device you have them paired with, and kind of resets them back to kind of factory settings. So if you do that and you want to repair them to a device you already had them paired to, you'll need to remove them from that device and then go in and repair them again. With that device. So that button, hold it down for about 30 seconds while they're in the case, will basically reset them back to factory. All right, let's tell you this. I think these are very comfortable. I mentioned they stay in my ears really well with those ear tips. The very soft, pliable rubber ear tips I really like, and they do stay in my ear very, very well. So it's, like I said, you can work out with them, no problem there. All right, let's go over the controls. Now, I did tell you that they have voice feedback, but the parts of them that don't have voice feedback will also give you audible feedback. So, if there's a part of them that don't actually talk, like some of it doesn't actually talk when you're changing the volume up and down or skipping to the next track or whatever. They're not going to talk, but they do give you some audible volume, audible feedback, not audible volume, but audible feedback to let you know, that you're doing something with them. So, all right. So the controls, like I said, each one of them does different things. Let's start with the right earbud. The right earbud, if you take your finger and you press it just once on that spot, the round touch sensitive spot on the earbud, just touch it once, that turns the volume up. Okay? Just press it once, turns the volume up. Don't hold it, don't tap it, just press it once, just take your finger and put your finger on it and then lift up. And that's it. That'll incrementally turn your volume up. So just once, and then you want to turn up some more, just tap it again, and then turn up some more, just tap it again, turn up some more. So yes, tap it, but don't double tap it. So tap it once, turns up the volume. Tap the left one, it turns down the volume. So right one turns up volume, left one turns down volume. Same thing, incrementally, tap it, tap it, tap it, tap it, turns up, up, up. Tap it, tap, tap, turns down, down, down. Okay, you get the idea. All right, the right one, if you tap it twice, it will pause and play. So play and pause, tapping it twice. So boop, boop, that kind of tap, twice tap, plays music, tap it again, boop, boop, pauses music. Same thing with the left earbud, tap it twice, play, tap it twice, pause. Okay, right earbud. Hold in on it. Take your finger, touch it, just keep holding on it. That activates your voice assistant. So take finger, hold it for a few seconds. You'll hear the Siri tone come up. Then you can start speaking, or you'll hear your Google Voice tone come up. Then you can start speaking. So that is the voice activation. Hold in on the left one, and it's going to switch between the modes. So hold in on the left one, it might say normal. Take your finger off, hold in on it again. It might say active noise cancellation. Take your finger, lift it up, hold on it again, and it'll go to ambient mode. Okay, so it just cycles between the three modes, but you do have to hold it in, lift your finger up, hold it in, lift your finger up. That's how you swipe or cycle between the three modes. All right, the right earbud, if you tap that one 3 times, boom, boom, boom. That's going to skip forward to the next track. So boom, 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 tap, 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 skip forward to the next track. If you tap the left one 3 times, tap, 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 it's going to skip backwards to the start of the song, or tap it again 3 times quickly and it'll go to the previous track. Okay? 3 times on the right one goes to the next track. 3 times on the left one goes start of the song or previous track. And those are the controls, guys. Of course, if you get a call, just tap once, either one of them, tap once, and it'll answer the call. Or I think actually you have to tap them twice to answer the call. Oh shoot, I didn't have anybody call me to test that. But anyway, you can figure that out very easily. Just when you get a call, just try touching it 1 time, either one of them. If it doesn't answer, then just try tapping it twice, and then it'll answer, and then to hang up. Tap it again twice and then you hang up on a call. And I did confirm that that hangs up, I'm pretty sure. So let me just confirm that. Call Apple Work. So I will confirm it's a double tap to hang up. Apple's my guinea pig. Okay, yeah, tap it twice to hang up because if you tap it once, it's going to turn the volume up on the right, and tap it once on the left, it's going to turn the volume down. So I'm going to guess when a call comes in, you're probably going to have to maybe double tap, but I don't have a way to call myself back, so I can't really tell you for sure on that. But definitely to hang up, tap it twice on either one, and that will hang up on the call. And those are the controls. So you see there, you got your volume, you got your play pause, you got your skip forward, backwards track, you've got your activated voice assistant, and you've got your different modes that you can cycle through. So the earbuds really give you all of the different controls that you can do, that you would probably ever need to do. So really, really cool there. Guys, I don't know how to say enough good things about these. I'm very, very impressed. I've had the very expensive earbuds. I have the AirPods. I have all that. And I'm very, very impressed with these. They've got very good bass. The bass on it, very good and very clean. The mids and the highs are really, really good on these. So just they are an all-around great set of Bluetooth earbuds that aren't going to cost you an arm and a leg and a half of another arm. And you still get better battery life than AirPods. You get, in my opinion, a better charging case the way they go in than AirPods. You get being able to connect them to two devices at one time. You get voice feedback, audible feedback. You get really soft, nice rubber ear tips. You get really good active noise cancellation. And yeah, see, that's another thing on the new AirPods. I think there's either a turn on active noise cancellation. I think you can't really turn the active noise cancellation off. I can't remember, but I think that it's either active noise cancellation on or ambient mode on. But these, I like it because you can turn the active noise cancellation off, but you don't necessarily have to have the ambient mode on when you turn the active noise cancellation off. So really, really nice. Very comfortable, water and sweat resistant. Tons of battery, fast charge feature, charge it for 10 minutes, get 2 hours of playtime, nice small case that easily fits into a pocket, great microphones. Yeah, guys, I'm just going on and on about these. Four sets of earbuds or four sets of ear tips, so you even get the extra small ones now. So yeah, guys, these are really great earbuds. I just can't say enough good about these. So, brand new in the box, and I think I've covered everything. There was a lot to go over there, but I think I got everything covered there. Guys, have any questions? Let us know. You can always email us at sales@harboldcompany.com, and our website is harboldcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. Be sure and check out our microphone audio sample on the website next to this audio description link. And you can hear how good the microphones in these sounds. So, all right, guys, as always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.